Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 928 for Saturday, March 30th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Falling from number 4 down to number 20, Let's Go to Japan by Josh Wood, published by Alderac Entertainment Group, with 14,064 views. A decline of 24,773, or 64% from last week, and more than 3,000 fewer than last week's number 20. Climbing 1 to 19, Root, by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games with 15,073, about 1,000 more than Let's Go to Japan, and a decline of 12%, or 2,000 views, but it moves up one spot. That's because here in this portion of the chart, we're seeing that, well, the fact is that the competition is a lot weaker. Entering at number 18, River Valley Glassworks by Adam Hill, Ben Pinchback, and Matt Riddle, published by Allplay, with 15,398, 325 more than Root. Climbing back up 4 to 17, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 16,080, about 700 more than River Valley Glassworks, and a gain of 25 views from last week, 0.2%. A four-position climb, and we will see that a lot of the old guard have performed well this week. Down 7 to 16, Star Wars Unlimited, by Daniel Schaefer, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 16,868, about 800 more than Terraforming Mars, a decline of 43%. Entering at number 15, Meeple Incorporated, or Meeple Inc., maybe, by Madeline and Joseph Adams, published by Cogito Ergo Meeple, with 17,051, about 200 more than Star Wars Unlimited. Climbing 5 to 14, Arkham Horror, The Card Game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 17,242, about 200 more than Meeple Inc., and a decline of 90 views, or half of a percent, and again, up 5 positions. Also up 5 to 13, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 17,645, about 400 more than Arkham Horror, and a decline of 1.3%. Climbing 4 to number 12, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,141. That's about 1,500 more than Spirit Island, but still a decline of 4%, and still a 4-position climb. That's the old guard I was talking about, those four games, Brass, Spirit Island, Arkham Horror, Terraforming Mars. Other old guard games, I was thinking maybe Gloomhaven made a big, nope, Gloomhaven didn't make a big move. It's down at number 33, Scythe at 32, Lost Ruins of Arnak at 30, Everdell at 28, Wingspan at 23, so that's close. Anyway, up 2 to 11, ISS Vanguard, by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andrei Bedkovich, published by Awaken Realms, with 19,419. About 300 more than Brass, but a decline of 9%, nearly 2,000 views off of its total from last week, still moves up a couple spots. In the last 5 weeks, it has been moving around in the range of number 10 to number 14. In fact, it has filled every spot. It's gone from 10 to 12 to 14 to 13 to 11. We have just 3 new entries in the top 10 this week. Falling out are from 9 to 16, Star Wars Unlimited. From 4 to 20, Let's Go to Japan. I'm sorry, 4 new entries. From 1 to 21, Roth. And from 5 to 79, Battalion. That decline for Roth, or is it Roth? Is the 80th time a number one has missed the top 10 the following week, the last time just last week, with Mage Knight the Apocalypse Dragon. Number 10, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,682. 2,200 more than ISS Vanguard, that is a decline of 4%, or 864 views, and yet it holds position at number 10. So, not a big gain on that decline, but notice the difference in page views. 864 fewer than when it was number 10 last week, whereas the difference in the number 20 was over 3,000 views. So, whatever caused the more precipitous decline in the 11 to 20 range is not as dramatically affecting the top 10 itself. Number 9, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 22,200. About 500 more than Ark Nova, a slight decline, so I guess this might be considered an old guard game at this point. Down 89 views, 0.4%, and yet after spending 3 weeks just outside the top 10, each week at number 11, it finally climbs two spots back up to number 9. Down 5 to number 8, Dune, Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 25,908, 3,700 more than Heat, but a big decline of 36%. Number 7, The Seventh Citadel, by Ludovic Rudy and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp, with 26,964, about 1,000 more than Dune. That is a decline of 13%. It's off 4,000 views from last week, but it moves up a spot on the weaker general competition. Still, I sort of expected, I guess maybe you could see last week's big decline out of the top 2 down to number 8 as being a little further than it, say, should have fallen. And so maybe if it had only fallen to number 4 or 5, this week it would have fallen a couple more. So it maybe looks like it's arrested its decline, but maybe actually hasn't. Number 6, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepotello, published by Come On, with 28,869, 1,900 more than the Seventh Citadel, but another healthy decline of about 10%, or 3,000 views from last week. It also climbs back up one spot after spending 2 weeks at number 7. But not suffering the same huge decline that its cousin, Dune Imperium, did. That's because War for Arrakis, Dune Imperium, of course, been around a long time. War for Arrakis, relatively new. So it's got, it's maintaining, rather, whereas Imperium had a specific spike, had a specific spike due to, we'll get to it in just a minute. Number 5, The Dead Keep, by Raphael Guiton, Jean-Baptiste Lullien, and Nicolas Raoult, published by Come On, it's back-to-back Come On games, with 33,105, more than 4,000 clear of War for Arrakis. This is a debut at number 5. It is a, quote, cooperative dungeon-diving campaign game for 1 to 6 players, unquote. Those are the designers of Zombicide, and, I don't know, looks kind of like a zombie-type game. But it says it's based on the designs of artist Paul Bonner, who is not someone I've ever heard of, but maybe you have. Number 4, Dune, Imperium, Uprising, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 33,589, just about 500 more than the Dead Keep, a decline of 20%, off more than 8,000 from last week, and that is too much to be able to retain position. It loses two spots. Number 3, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, The Board Game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olechczyk, published by Archon Studio, with 39,685, 6,000 more than Uprising, and a gain of 23%, also a gain of 3 positions. Number 2, Agemonia, by Max Wickstrom, published by Lotte Pellet, with 58,771. That's 19,000 more than Heroes of Might and Magic, and it returns to the top 10 for the second time. Previously, it was, I was going to say number one. I don't think so. But it was 2.5 years ago. Its Kickstarter blurb said that Agemonia is, quote, a cooperative board game with challenging moral choices set in an expansive storyline, unquote. It raised €250,000 and is now arriving to backers 15 months late. Number 1. Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs by Joe Klipfel and Nikki Valens, published by Cephalofair Games, with 70,934 views, 12,000 more than Agemonia. It is the second time on the chart for Buttons and Bugs. Returns after 8.5 months away. It's also its second time at number one. So both times it's been on the chart, it has been number one. Buttons and Bugs is based on the print-and-play game Gloomholden, which was an 18-card version of Gloomhaven. That's by Joe Klipfel. That was also a number one a couple of years ago. This game is more than that, but it is significantly more simple than Gloomhaven. It is a one-player game. Scenarios are on just a single card, and it has an original campaign story by the designer of Gloomhaven, Isaac Childress. That total of nearly 71,000 views is good enough for number 74 on the most views list, most views in a week, all time. For Saturday, March 30th, 2024.